First Chronicles chapter 24. The families of the oldest brother were treated the same as those of the youngest. A person is wise by the mere fact of having lived, that is, no matter who someone has been, if he has aged, he must have something interesting to share. The elderly is the wisdom of time condensed into fragile bodies. On the other hand, there is the freshness of youth, strength, brilliance, desire, power and potential, but adolescent in wisdom, full of naive, badly channeled energy, naturally, by the lack of the wisdom that only the years give. Not only does David change the age from 30 to 20 for those who must begin to serve, here, he breaks it with tradition by allowing young and old shoulder to shoulder and without age discrimination to receive a similar assignment. How beautiful it has been to have lived and felt and to have given as much love as to have received it, to acquire experience and learn patience. One day we accept that we have lived more of our life than we have left to live. The children were treated the same as their parents and followed in the same footsteps as their parents. Although many of the tasks were manual tasks, the main aspect of the legacy was spiritual. Walk a little slower, Dad, because I am only small. I'm following your footsteps and I don't want to fall. Someday, when I'm all grown up, you're what I want to be. Then I will have a little child who'll want to follow me, and I would want to lead just right, and I know that I was true. So walk a little slower, Dad, for I must follow you. Dear Heavenly Father, help me today to follow in your footsteps.